This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical. Leah Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R. Leah, L-E-A-H. That's L-E-A-H. Leah and Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R. Decker's the last name. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was May the 10th, 2023. In paragraph. Patient profile. Mrs. Decker is an 85-year-old female who moved here from another nursing facility. In paragraph. Chief complaint. She has significant dementia and is only minimally oriented, period. She has had a psych hospitalization, but she is not psychotic at the present time, period. She is pleasantly wandering and denies complaints, but sometimes declines medications, period. She had a history of hospitalization, generalized weakness and dysphagia, but she denies any problems herself, period. No. She has diabetes mellitus, according to records from the other facility, and hypertension, but she's not aware of that, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. There's no headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms, period. She had an episode of acute kidney disease in March of this year, period.
He says I have
heart. She has wandering... No, he had kidney injury before. She has a history of wandering, period.
I don't have any.
No? Okay. Her dementia is moderately advanced, period. She knew that she was... she knew the month, but not the date, year, or season, or day, period. She knew the... kind of place, but not the, and she knew the state, but not the city, county, or floor, period. New paragraph, she was pleasant, but she was not cooperative with taking her medication when the nurse gave it to her while I was seeing her, period. She has a diagnosis also of vascular dementia, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no visual complaints, ENT, no earache or sore throat or hearing problems, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, no diarrhea, GU, no dysuria, and she denies being incontinent, musculoskeletal, no joint pain, neurologic, no headaches, fainting or seizures, skin, no rash or itch, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history, dementia, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, adjustment disorder with mixed emotions and conduct, history of psychosis. She had a hospitalization April 12th with altered mental status. Oh, change it, not, that was April, I mean, that's not... Right, March 12th. Yeah, sorry, it is April 12th, 2023, period. She was admitted to the Clinton Rehab Facility on March 21st and seen by psychiatrist April 22nd in Risperdal. Was that at that time, period? Paragraph, family history, she could not provide any information on that. New paragraph, social history. His night smoking or ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Medications. Risperdal 0.5 milligrams 3 times a day, nifedipine ER 30 milligrams daily. Miralax 17 grams daily for constipation. Docusate 100 milligrams every 12 hours. Tylenol 650 milligrams. I'm sorry, 325. Tylenol 325 milligrams every 4 hours is needed for pain. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 149 over 76. Pulse was 24. Respite rate was 18. Head and neck, pupils equal and react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva of a normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucous membranes pink and moist, ears normal to inspection, hearing seemed adequate, nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass, no nodes, no palpable thyromegaly, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, abdomen soft and non-tender, bowel sounds normal, neurologic, cranial nerves normal, sensation grossly intact, musculoskeletal, short range of motion, just minimally decreased but not severely so, no acute joint inflammation or effusion is noted, skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan, one. He has dementia, felt to be vascular dementia, period. He was pleasantly confused and mostly cooperative, except declining medications, period. She's here for long-term care, period. She has a history of wandering behavior, but she seems stable at present. Two, she has hyperglycemia, and she has a diagnosis of diabetes, and I'm not clear on this, as she's on no medications for this period. I will monitor for this period. Three, she has hypertension, and I will continue nifedipine ER 30 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has history of psychosis, and I'll observe on Risperdal 0.5 milligrams 3 times a day for now, pending psychiatric evaluation, period. She has Tylenol for pain, period. She has constipation, mate. Take Docusate 100 milligrams every 12 hours and Miralax 17 grams daily, period. I'll follow her at Mission Point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.